In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani discuss soprano Elizabeth Schumann hearing performances of pieces by Mendelssohn.
Yehuda Hanani, tell me about Elizabeth Schumann.
Great, Alan. I would love to. You know, we've been talking about changing tastes and changing fashions in singing, as it is in everything else, in architecture, in the way people dress. This age, we have gotten so used, so accustomed to the powerful, the cutting, the glittering voice of opera divas of today, that we have not had a chance to really experience the voices of the past.
And the way it used to be.
The way it used to be. The way people sang. And Elizabeth Schumann is one of those great, great artists of the previous generation, previous century, I should say. She was born in the 19th century when Brahms was still alive in 1888. And Richard Strauss chose her to sing the leading role in the Rosenkavalier in Vienna, which was a great distinction. And when Hitler came to power, she left for New York and spent the rest of her life here in America. This recording was done in the United States in 1950, long ago, towards the end of her career. But you still experience this. It still shows her pure, silvery voice, caressing every phrase and this exquisite approach that belongs to another era, really. There's a certain intimacy, certain purity, certain direct, innocent kind of approach that one does not experience today.
Now, when we're listening to these, one should, of course, be aware of the recording techniques being
absolutely
different also. So you hear a scratch here and there. Yeah, that's not what we should be looking for, is
it? No. And also, you have to really use your imagination to see what is missing because of the technology that's not there yet. But a great deal comes through.
Is there some tonal quality, nasal or chest or, you know, girth? Because they all used to be, well, not all of them, but many of them used to be, well, fat. Now, is there something that has changed? Because now modern day opera singers and others are quite curvaceous and thin.
Yeah, I don't know if there is a relationship between. I know there is a relationship between the size of the voice box, you know,
the
vocal cords,
the
area around the neck. That affects the depth and the richness of the voice. But I'm not sure about the rest of the body. Mm-hmm. All I know is that when they lean on the piano, the piano is bent there because they lean on the piano.
The old style they lent. Do we know whether Elizabeth Schumann was fat?
No, she was not.
Interesting.
She was not, yeah.
But, broke the paradigm. And now, Yehuda Hanani, we're going to hear another piece by Mendelssohn.
Yes, two different kinds of songs by Mendelssohn.
Jetzt kommt der Frühling, die Bäume schlagen aus.
That was Alan Chartok speaking to cellist Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.